The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen,
boys and girls of all ages.
Welcome to your Wednesday late edition. I know, we don't normally say those two words back to back, but today we're going to do that. Of the BTN News Show. It is the 30th of January, 2019. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days. Coming your way in about 5 minutes. Now, I'm pretty sure you know what I'm going to start with. I mean, we haven't talked about it, and everybody else is talking about it, and I'm sorry we're a little bit late to the game because of not being here yesterday. Yeah, I'm talking about FaceTime, and I'm talking about how you probably should turn the damn thing off, at least for a while. In case you haven't heard, yep, another Apple bug. This time, it's a big one that needs to be squashed. The bug, in case you don't know already or been living under a rock, it will actually allow you to listen remotely before anyone actually answers your FaceTime call. Yes, you heard me correctly. Call somebody via FaceTime and listen to the phone's microphone, regardless if they pick up the call or not. Now, what's funny, some individuals actually been tweeting about this for quite a few days. They've been actually trying to tell Apple, this isn't right. And Apple's been kind of ignoring them. It's only until the last couple of days that Apple said, that ain't good, is it? In fact, the Apple spokesman just said that we're aware of this issue and we've identified a fix that will be released sometime later this week. Now, my guess, we probably will be seeing this fix pretty soon. Apple does not want this on their hands right now. But in the meantime, if you're a little bit, shall we say, on the cautious side, turn off your FaceTime until Apple gets their head out of the sand. Have you updated your Gmail app for either your Android or iOS device? Looks good now, doesn't it? Yeah, if you haven't done it, you're really missing out. They've got a whole new design coming your way. A complete redesign, in fact. Completely based on the Material theme that's been available, actually, on the web since April of last year. Yeah, it took a while, didn't it? Yep, now with the new redesign, you'll find the app no longer has that red bar at the top. You know, that ugly-looking thing? Basically, it's a lot cleaner looking, and it doesn't require as much, shall we say, power to run the thing. Other things you'll notice, the account switcher, it's actually been moved to the upper right hand side and actually integrated with the search bar now. Basically, the search bar now is the main navigation for Gmail, containing both the hamburger menu and the account switcher. So what are you waiting for, Gmailers? Go update your app now. You've already sold your soul to Google anyway, so you might as well enjoy the newest and latest and freshest. And finally, you know, we haven't had a disgusting end finally in a while. I thought, yep, it's time for one. Now, raise your hands out there. Nobody's going to know. How many of you pick your nose? If you said, nah, not me, you freaking lying. 90% of adults actually pick their nose. It's a fact. You know, sometimes we're bored. You got something in the way. You want to clear it. I don't blame you. I've been there. The place I haven't been, though, is the next step. The disgusting one. Whatever you find in your nose, you look at it on your finger and go, wonder what that tastes like. Well, if you are one of those disgusting individuals out there that actually eats what you pick out of your nose, you may not want to be doing that anymore. First and foremost, it's disgusting. Chances are you're not going to get anybody that you like of the opposite sex to come over and say, hey, I want to hang with that person. Secondly, and probably more importantly, it can make you sick. Yeah, believe it or not, it's actually a bad idea to eat your boogers. Who'd have thunk? Seems those boogers in your nose, yeah, they're actually trapping viruses and bacteria, you know, before they get in the body. Kind of a nice little wet, nasty filter there. So, once those viruses and bacteria are trapped there on the booger, it's best you just blow it out, not eat it, because, yeah, you're defeating the purpose then. Those viruses or bacteria that's attached to those boogers, well, you've just put them in your body. This can actually range from anything from the common cold to severe allergens to even the freaking flu. So, again, for you disgusting individuals out there that are eating your boogers, the next time you take it out and have a look and say, I need a snack, you may want to think twice. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website, of course, for everything that's happening with the British Tech Network. You got your podcast over there. You got your blog over there. You got your review section happening over there. So much going on. It's all powered by our lovely folks over there at TSO Host. Looking for some great web hosting? We rely on them, and they're great. We think they'll be great for you, too. Go check them out right now, tsohost.com. Find us on Facebook at British Tech Network. Also, we're on Twitter at British Tech. And our BTN community at our Slack. Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it and join in our community. Do it right now. BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Thursday edition. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, stop eating those burgers and enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.